R.L. Poole was to prove my dreams at least partially prophetic.
You Rita Johnson? The, dancer?
Yes, I'm a dancer. Why?
I'm looking for a dancer to work with me.
Come in.
We sat at the dining room table. He looked me over, one feature at a time. Legs, long. Hips, spare. Breasts, nearly non-existent.
I've studied since I was 14.
I'm Poole, from Chicago. I do rhythm tap and I want a girl partner. She doesn't have to do much but flash dance. Are you Agva? I met a woman at the record shop you buy your jazz records at. She told me about you. Said all you talked about was dancing. She gave me your address. Some cats from the local straightened me out with the contracts for a few gigs. Scale is 2250, but I'll do a few under scale to get some ends together.
I hadn't the slightest notion what he was talking about. Scale, gigs, local, ends.
Coffee?
What'd you study?
Ballet. Modern ballet and theory of dance.
Oh, any tap dancing?
No.
Jazz?
No.
Acrobatics?
I was losing him.
Well, I used to win every jitterbug contest. I can do the Texas hop, the off time, the boogie woogie, the camel walk. Oh, and I can do the splits.
I stood up and began to slide down to the floor. As I descended, I lifted my arms in the graceful ballet position, number one.
Oh, oops, that's my skirt. Doesn't matter.
I hadn't practiced the splits in months. My pelvic bones resisted with force.
Oh, you sure you're all right?
Yes, yes, I can do it.
My left foot got caught between the legs of Mother's heavy oak table, and my right foot was trapped in the gas pipe that ran along the back wall.
You need some help?
No, I'm fine. I'll be loose in a second.
I must have been in excellent shape. The gas pipe came clean away from the wall.
God damn! Where the gas at, Rita?
I still had to extricate my other leg from the avaricious table.
I lift the table.
There was no doubt that Poole had just witnessed his strangest audition. I tried for more tears, to irritate him, and to force him to leave.
Well, anyway, you've got nice legs, and you got the job if you want it.